Blog Talk Radio. Right, God.
All right, God bless you. This is Bishop Eric Kane Johnson. I am so elated and excited about being able to come into your homes, your cars, your places of employment, wherever you are that are listening to this particular program. I am grateful for the opportunity of being able to share some glad tidings with you. There's a scripture that I've quoted from the age of 15 years old, and now here it is 25 years later, and I still remained confident in this scripture. The Bible said, as water is to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far land. And I have some good news to share with you, because I believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is still moving by his spirit, and he's doing some great things in the lives of so many people. And the special thing is you can be a part of what God is doing. But listen, I want to talk to you about our special Bible class, because I know that God has something special in store for all of you that will be coming out to the Bible class that is held every Thursday night in the great city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Now, each Thursday night, we hold a Bible class called the Christ Walk. Yes, that's what I said, the Christ Walk. This Bible class is for every person that wants to learn more about the Christ Walk, every person that wants to learn about the attributes of a Christian, the personality that we should hold down within ourselves, the characteristics in which we are to develop. Then this Bible study teaches us, you know, different ways in which we can attain these particular attributes. And, you know, it takes something. It's going to take a lifetime for you to learn how to be a true Christian. You know, you just don't do it and become it just through conversion. I mean, this is just not something that, you know, conversion awakens the spirit man. Okay, that's what conversion does. And then it gives consciousness to the spirit man, to the man that you have left dormant. You know, conversion, you know, accepting Christ, give you spiritual consciousness. But now you must learn how to become this Christian that God is calling you to. So it takes a while to become that, you know, and therefore you must feed that spiritual man. You must feed him, you know, the Word of God, and you must give him the Word of God so that he could become more developed in how to behave and how to act. And so, therefore, that's why David shares this scripture. And, you know, it is still perpetual for us to read. Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Why? Because there is a propensity. There is a potential of us sinning, you know, and that's why we would never be comfortable. We should never be comfortable. And I don't believe that the spirit, the awakened man of you, would have never allow you to be comfortable, especially in this world state that we live in. This world has become worsened by, you know, demonic influence. This world has become worsened by demonic powers and laws. And so, therefore, we must learn how to be like Christ. So I would encourage you to become like Christ by attending more and more and more of these particular services that we are hosting here in the great city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, every Thursday night at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Zip code is 33309. Now, each Thursday night I'm there from 7:30 up until probably 9:30. Now, we start at 8, so we got a great hour of power where we do some powerful teaching, and I want to encourage all of you to listening to my voice, to be a part of this great, great, great gathering. So remember, we're there at the Courtyard Marriott. Now, I'm going to be talking about, you know, living a prosperous life, living a prosperous life. And I want to say it again. I want to speak to you about living a prosperous life. You know, God wants us to be prosperous. And when I say that, I know that one thing comes to your particular mindset. You know, but living a prosperous life not only deals with material, but it deals with the mental part of you. I mean, the growing part of you, the move part of you. You know, being prosperous is not just having something in possession, but it is going forward. You know, you prosper when you move forward. You prosper when you move forward. And that's what I want to talk to you about, moving forward from the place where you are, living a prosperous life. In other words, not being stunted or hindered by where you are. Some people mentally are hindered. Some people mentally are hindered. And because they are hindered, you know, the enemy wants to fight them and hinder them and keep them in the same place. But tonight I want to deal with living a prosperous life so that you can understand that you must move from the place where you are mentally. There are some people that are blocked in their relationship. There are some people that are blocked in their mindset. There are some people that are blocked in their feelings, and they will never move from where they are. They're not prospering in their feelings. And your surrounding is not going to change your inside. If your inside is hindered, you will not prosper. You have a new car, new house, a lot of money, but you will still not be prosperous. Now, God has given me a message that I want to share with you on tonight. Now, tonight happens to be Thursday night. Now, some of you may hear this broadcast on other occasions, other time frames, but keep in mind Thursday. But I want to share tonight, even tonight, I want to share with my audience how to live or how to begin to live a prosperous life. I know that God is going to bless the teaching on tonight. I know that God is going to bless the hearer on tonight because I believe that God has anointed me to speak on this wise. So whatever you do, don't miss this powerful service. My name is Hurricane Johnson, and I want you to be there at the courtyard on tonight, okay? Remember, living a prosperous life. This is Hurricane Johnson. You with these words, hope need not die because help is on the way.